Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Last month, I asked my attorney general to look into any cases of price gouging, so we can make sure nobody's being taken advantage of at the pump. Today, I'm going to go a step further. The attorney general is putting together a team whose job it is to root out any cases of fraud or manipulation in the oil markets that might affect gas prices. And that includes the role of traders and speculators. We're going to make sure that nobody's taking advantage of American consumers.
So he says President is going after speculators, or at least talking about it. We know, why is it taking so long? It's been going on for months, if not years. That would be the first question, I guess. The high cost of gasoline, one of the top 10 items this week on our Talk Radio Countdown review of the hot hits for this past week, ending on Friday, the 22nd of April. I'm Doug Steffen, running down the top 10 hits in talk radio, thanks to the staff at Talkers Magazine. And sports talk radio, as usual, in the number 10 spot. A lot of people interested in what's going on in the NBA and the NHL and Major League Baseball. But at number 9, the takeover of the L.A. Dodgers has sort of a separate slot here on the countdown. Pretty interesting. Wildfires in Texas, the wild weather in the southeast, including those tornadoes. Number 8, anniversary of the BP oil disaster is number 7. And the aforementioned price of gasoline, number 6. Japanese recovery, number 5. Libya, Middle East unrest, mess over there, number 4. Who's doing what to whom? The birther issue, wow, number 3 this week. Number 2, Donald Trump and his potential as a presidential candidate. A budget deficit, number 1. So let's dig around here a little bit. From Fox, Brett Beyer talks to Senator Mark Kirk about the debate over raising the debt ceiling.
We have been warned, the stark words from a Republican senator after a top credit rating service changes the outlook on the nation's fiscal health from stable to negative. Standard & Poor's announcement comes as lawmakers are clashing over how to slash $14 trillion in our national debt, and whether to raise the limit on the U.S. credit card known as the debt ceiling. That senator is Mark Kirk of Illinois. On our sister network back in February, the Fox Business Network, you said you would vote no on raising the debt ceiling unless, quote, there's dramatic anti-spending reform. Do you still feel that way? And what do you mean by dramatic anti-spending reform?
We need to attach the balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, a new Reagan-like grace commission against federal spending, a line item veto for the president to wipe out unneeded pork barrel or other spending caps, and entitlement reform. All this is necessary to protect the American people from the kind of crisis that's already befalling the people of Ireland, Portugal, and Greece, where their governments said yes to everyone and therefore no to their economic future.
You mentioned entitlement reform by a huge margin. Americans oppose cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. Those are the numbers there. They're pretty astonishing. 78% oppose cutting Medicare. Are you on the wrong side of that issue?
No, I think good politics is always good policy. And remember, Democratic Speaker Tip O'Neill and President Ronald Reagan faced numbers even worse than that just prior to Social Security going bankrupt in 1982. And they put forward bipartisan reforms along the lines of what I think we should do again that saved the system. I think seniors know that these programs have no value if they go bankrupt and can't protect them. And I think the kind of reforms that Reagan and O'Neill did in 83 will save Social Security and save Medicare.
Yeah.
Because a bankrupt program can help no one.
Let me ask you about the president's idea to raise taxes on the wealthy. That same poll found that 72% of Americans support that idea. Isn't that concept going to resonate with Americans politically in the upcoming election?
Over time, you will see that a class warfare argument can have a temporary benefit, but I am worried because this economy is in a very fragile recovery right now, and especially with gas prices now at $4.14 a gallon, for example, in Chicagoland, people are not feeling very wealthy. I'm pretty worried also about the Federal Reserve missing a huge inflation signal that's now hitting this economy. And a big tax increase would also put an engine behind inflation, which would hurt this economic recovery. I think in the long run, we should look at the Gang of Six, three Republicans, three Democrats, that are looking at putting in the bipartisan commission report on deficit reduction. That report offers us the chance to solve this problem just as Reagan and O'Neill did in 1983.
All right, let's go back to those good old days of yesteryear, 1983. How does it get fixed then or not fixed now? I guess a question we might have. 800-510-8255. As we have time, we'll be focusing on some of your calls on the budget. Next up, though, is host Chris DeGaulle talking to financial analyst Chris Butler about the importance of the S&P downgrade.
I do want to know, really, what does this mean that S&P gave us a rating that we haven't seen since Pearl Harbor? That seems kind of dramatic anyway. Is it as dramatic to you guys in the financial world?
Yeah, I think it's dramatic. I don't know that it's as dramatic as the financial equivalent of World War II. Probably not. But it does give traders pause as they think about the future of this country and its ability to meet its obligations. The thing, though, Chris, about that is they didn't change our rating. We're still AAA. In fact, they confirmed it and said we're still AAA, but
right,
hey, there are some risks.
Can I interrupt you there? What is what does a AAA rating mean?
It's the highest rated sovereign debt out there. You can't be any better than AAA.
Meaning we're good for it.
We're good for it.
So in other words, if somebody said you're a AAA guy to lend money to, that means I'm sure to get my money back from Chris Butler.
Yes. And the reason for that is that when you're talking about sovereigns, is they have the ability to tax. And so they can always raise the tax to pay people off. You don't necessarily want to do that. In fact, it would probably end up in a lesser rating than AAA almost immediately. But they do think that because the United States is a very flexible economy, that we can get this thing taken care of. Now, the reason they actually lowered the outlook was because they have some very serious concerns about our willingness to do that.
So,
and that is to cut our debt.
Yeah, and that's what the S&P said. They have taken the decision to change their outlook because, quote, the path to addressing basically your debt. Hey, United States government, we're not clear that you people are going to come up with a plan to deal with all this debt you have, so we're giving you this negative rating.
Right. And you know what I think it had a lot to do with, Chris? I think that in the last week you had Paul Ryan come out with his plan, and then you had a very defensive-sounding president on last Wednesday delivering his plan. That sets the stage for a very contentious debate over whether or not this thing gets done and when. You got the Republicans wanting to do it mainly through cuts. You've got the president wanting to do it with a combination of quasi-cuts and tax increases. So that just doesn't make the S&P feel like they're going to really get something knocked out here anytime soon. And that's a key point. They are looking at the need to get a plan in place by 2012. They're essentially saying this will not wait until the 2012 election. We need to have a plan now.
Well, that seems to make some sense, doesn't it? 800-510-8255. Your call is on the budget coming up here on the countdown.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes. 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Earth Day inspires people to conserve and appreciate our natural environment. As the sole corporate sponsor of the first Earth Day held over 40 years ago, the maker of Arm & Hammer continues to provide an easy switch for people looking to start somewhere simple. This year, as we celebrate, try a few easy and down-to-earth solutions at home.
This Earth Day, think about easy changes you can make, like using natural products you already have at home. Arm & Hammer Baking Soda gives you a natural, effective, and gentle solution for many home cleaning needs for just $1 a box. Use it for everything from cleaning microwave messes and freshening laundry to washing stainless steel surfaces without scratching. By using this one box, you'll avoid using harsh chemicals and save yourself money.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted and environmentally aware brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
All right, here we have Taco's Mike Slater and his producer yakking about the president's plan to reduce the deficit.
Got an email yesterday from Rex. We talked about Obama's trick in his budget speech, where he talked about cutting $1 trillion in spending from the tax code. Cutting spending from the tax code. What? The tax code is where the government brings in revenue. How do you cut spending from the tax code? And he just said the sentence in the speech he gave last week, and no one like batted an eye. But you're like, oh, wait, well, hold on. Let's ask a question here. What do you mean by that sentence? And it's super complicated, but here it is in 30 seconds. This is the gist. In Obama's world, any money that they don't tax from you is a gift to you. Into their mind, they're giving it to you. They own all the money. So if they don't tax it from you, it's like they're giving it to you. So our president counts not taxing as an expenditure. So not taxing is the same as spending to him. So when he says he's going to cut spending in the tax code, what he means is he's going to increase your taxes. Increase your taxes, thereby leaving you with less of your money. But in his world, that's him giving you less money. That's him spending less money. Does that make sense? Ready? You have to totally suspend all common sense.
I was there like 2/3 of the way through, and then when you surmised it, I...
He says he's going to cut spending in the tax code. So to him, every time they and I get confused. Every time he doesn't tax you, it's him giving you money. So if he's giving you less of your money, that's the same of him cutting spending in the tax code. So if he's giving you less of your money, you have less, but they're cutting spending, but they're just increasing taxes in order to give you less of your money. Ah!
All right, so there's an articulate overview of the argument. Your calls on this in just a matter of moments, so stick around. You want to feel and sense what others are thinking? This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And our focus here is on the budget, the deficit, spending, the S&P downgrade, all kinds of things to have an opinion on. Vina listens in Oceanside, California, and is first. Yes, ma'am, you're on the countdown live.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. As I said, I'm not this kind of impromptu, and so I'm... can't come up with any sophisticated verbiage, but I'd like to, there's 2 or 3 things that I would like to mention that I think that would help, that they should think about. Taxing the rich, I think we ought to graduate the taxes more so that the rich aren't taxed so much, but at the same time, I think we should cap the profit margins on all businesses for about 2 years, kind of like a freeze, but it's not really a freeze.
What's the incentive for somebody to start a business or to continue to grow a business?
Well, number one, it's a certain. They have to figure out a reasonable percentage of profit margins.
Who figures that out?
Pardon?
Who figures that out?
That could be figured out. Each business has a percentage of their expenditures that they have to account for overhead and so forth, and a profit margin percentage.
But that's the case now.
Well, yes, but I think it should be more. I feel like there's a lot of gouging going on. If that's the case, then how come the.
But you're talking about 2 different things. There is a lot of gouging going on, and that ought to be something that is reckoned with. But how do we define it? Who decides? Profit is. What people what it costs you to make or build something or do something versus what people are willing to pay for it.
That's called business. Yes, we have to go by what the market will bear.
Right.
I'm just saying everyone should tighten their belts and take a little bit less.
How about if we look at it from a different point of view, a little more simple way of dealing with what the problem is. A lot of people are getting very involved in very thoughtful and provocative things, as you are suggesting. But there is so much proven waste, fraud, corruption, abuse to the tune of hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars in the course of this deficit. Why don't we deal with that? Why would we attack people who are responsible for giving people jobs or helping to...
I got you. I know exactly what you're saying. I get it.
Yeah.
I just think that we have to do something for the next 2 or 3 years so we have some kind of reference point as to where the money is being spent. Mm-hmm. And you're right. The less government, the better.
Yeah. All right, ma'am. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Maxine is in Cleveland with thoughts on the S&P downgrade.
I absolutely believe that that S&P is just political. However, we probably needed to see that. We need to be talking about it because I believe that since we first started the entitlements, the Social Security, Medicare, the Republican Party has always been against it, has always been after it, and I believe they're enjoying this deficit. They talked about how they were going to go jobs, 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 and the minute everybody voted them in, they haven't mentioned jobs since. People working pay taxes. That's another avenue out of the deficit, but they don't talk about that. They don't talk about it because they've got us right where they want us. They want to destroy Medicare, Medicaid. They want to take it out on the children, the old people that have built this country, the sick and the fragile, and they want to fill their pockets in the process. Because if we listen to what they do and not what they say, we will see that they are not on the side of working class people. They are absolutely for the rich. And if we continue to believe their propaganda and vote for them, the sky may not be falling now, but it'll fall in the future.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid too, ma'am. That's too bad. Up next is Donald Trump playing us for suckers. He's the focus as the countdown continues.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $10 on new Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 6-packs. Canine Advantix 2 for dogs repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Donald Trump is in the focus as we move into the number three position here on our countdown review, the hot hits, the big 10 of this past week. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for joining. Donald Trump is a very controversial figure, has always been. And then entertainment is connected to this. And why would it be bad to have an entertaining president? We've had entertaining presidents in one way or another. Bill Clinton was entertaining to a point. George Bush was entertaining. Ronald Reagan was entertaining. So what about Donald Trump? Here, talk host Dave Bowes, speaking with some folks about an article that he wrote for the Weekly Standard about Trump.
I do have a piece in the Weekly Standard, and I wrote it. The piece for the Standard is called The Trojan Trump. And basically, I'm comparing it to the Trojan horse of old, where it looks like this magnificent, strong, powerful, beautiful gift that's it's bold, it's new, it's exciting, and yet it's hollow on the inside. And that's what Trump reminds me of. I mean, Trump, a lot of people say, I just like the fact that he's speaking his mind. I like the fact that he's taking people on. I like the fact that he's aggressive. And yeah, he's doing all those things, but to what effect? And how does he actually impact the conservative movement? How does he impact the Republican Party? How does he impact what the goals of the Tea Party are? And what's his history? What's he really been like? And those are the things that I was talking about there, because you know, a lot of people excited about it are thinking that Trump is one thing, and then you look at his overall political record, and he's altogether different. And I don't mind people changing their mind and coming over in my direction, but I'm not convinced that that's the case here. And so you see, well, what is the overall effect of the Trump flirtation with a presidential run been? And it's been, in my opinion, primarily negative, which is what I describe in the piece in the Weekly Standard. Remember, the Trojan horse ended up containing the seeds to the city's destruction. And the same kind of thing here, same kind of fear that I was putting into the column, this idea that, yeah, you've got something exciting here, but ask yourself and be careful and ask yourself, is that really, you know, is don't base your support on emotion. You know, don't base your sport on just the charisma of the moment. Take another look, and you see that most of this appears to be publicity, but there's also an inconsistency involved where if the ego does lead him to run, it would be better if it was short-lived. In fact, I already think that just the flirtation has been doing some harm because of the trivializing that it does towards legitimate opponents of what Obama's been up to.
You're kind of an arrogant so-and-so, Mr. Bose. Who are you to decide who's legitimate and who's not? That's the question here. 800-510-8255. Donald Trump is holding off on his rants about the president and where he comes from. He's got a new victim, Jerry Seinfeld. Apparently, Mr. Trump is upset because the Seinfeld cancellation. There was an appearance scheduled at the St. Jude benefit organized by Trump's son, and he sent a note to Seinfeld, quote, "I just learned you canceled a show for my son's charity because of the fact that I'm being aggressive with respect to the president. Now, we don't care that you broke your commitment. What I feel badly about is that I agreed to do and did your failed show, The Marriage Ref, even though I thought it was absolutely terrible. Despite his poor ratings, I didn't cancel on you like you canceled on my son." The letter ends with, "You should be ashamed of yourself." All right. Anyway, Jerry Seinfeld is uncomfortable with Mr. Trump's demagoguery. That's the word that Seinfeld has used. Here's talk host Matt Murphy speaking with political cartoonist Scott Stantis about his cartoon that shows Trump playing a game.
Donald Trump's kind of playing the GOP right now. It seemed that's what you were saying to me.
It is. And the GOP, the candidates are so mediocre right now. When Pallente is one of your leading lights, and something's really, you've got a charisma deficit.
Big time one, yeah.
And but Trump, I was looking at Trump. I was trying to think when I got your email last night to be on the show, trying to think of what's the historic parallel here. And you've got Ross Perot, of course, of recent vintage, who, got 20% of the vote, which is the most an independent candidate has ever gotten in an American election. But then you had John Anderson in 80. What's interesting, and this will be a name that I'm sure will make your heart jump up and down and make your tingle, is Wendell Willkie from 1940.
Ooh, Wendell Willkie?
Yeah, will he?
Ooh.
Wendell will.
I'm excited about that.
The parallel is Willkie was essentially the Donald Trump of the late 30s, early 40s, in that he was a multi-bazillionaire Republican who hated the New Deal and got the nomination for president in 1940. And, proceeded to get his keister kicked by a guy in a wheelchair. I would warn my Republican brothers and sisters who may be tempted to like Donald Trump that this is a train wreck waiting to happen, and it's a publicity stunt. And I would
unfortunately I've given up on Republicans. Republicans are never they will never get to a consensus on who their candidate should be, and they will chew each other up in the primary season to the point that the possibility greatly I think that Donald Trump presents a personality that can match publicly Obama's. And understanding that we need to reach people that don't necessarily listen to talk radio that often or don't necessarily turn to the editorial page of the Chicago Tribune. I know, Stannis, I know you don't want to believe that there's some people out there that don't do that, but they are. I mean, I'm just thinking we need to expand. I'm not saying expand the tent or expand the platform, but find someone who isn't so wonkish that appeals to other people. And Trump certainly has a personality going for him.
He does, but, his personal life is going to be dredged up, which is messy as hell. You've got he's been bankrupt, two, three times at least?
Nobody cares about that but Republicans. Nobody cares. Democrats don't care about that.
I would argue that the deficit has definitely becoming an issue, which is heartening. It's amazing that it only has to get up to $14.5 trillion for people to go, whoa.
Hey, what?
You notice this? That thing's big. Big.
Apparently, we owe people money.
Man, listening to those two guys, Donald Trump has not declared personal bankruptcy. One of his entities declared bankruptcy, and his explanation is that he wasn't running the company. Whether that's right or wrong, the inference from some of these simpletons like this guy, Scott Standis, is that he's declared bankruptcy. He has not. Here from Fox News, Kimberly Guilfoyle talking to a panel of people about whether anybody takes the Donald seriously.
Donald Trump, right? You heard of that guy? Because he's got 90% name recognition. He's taking himself, as he usually does, very seriously about running for president. And this is an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal by Neil King Jr. Dismissed just days ago as an exercise in self-promotion, Donald Trump's flirtation with a White House run appears to be picking up steam as the real estate magnate moves towards establishing sort of like the rudiments of a campaign. But he seems to actually be getting a little bit of traction. What do you make of it?
But that's not unusual at this point in the process. I mean, Donald Trump reminds me of Carl Paladino. Does anybody even remember who Carl Paladino is? He was the guy who ran for governor, the angry guy. I think at this stage of the process, the public's angry, and it's attracted to people who speak out and speak candidly and speak their minds and who seem kind of refreshing. But when push comes to shove and anybody actually gets close to voting for candidates, they're not going to vote for incredible candidates. And Donald Trump is, I think, an incredible candidate.
Is an incredible?
Incredible candidate. Actually, I'll tell you, Kimberly, I would have thought maybe, like Carl Paladino, maybe he had some credibility going in based on his business expertise, but he's ruined all that for me with this whole birther thing. And that, in my mind, has made him an incredible candidate.
Okay, well, he's using pollsters. He's reaching out to Republican Party leaders, you know, in Washington. He plans on being in Iowa. He's set to headline a GOP fundraising dinner in June. He said he's going to make an announcement by then in terms of what he's going to do. But I think if he still sees that he's got some momentum and some interest, nevertheless, he may proceed forward. One of the latest polls showed that President Obama in a head-to-head was 15 percentage points thus far, you know, ahead of him.
Well, I think, again, it's so early in the process. At this stage of the process, people are attracted to outliers, but that's not going to last.
David, are a presidential historian.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the Ed Muskies and the Gary Harts and people like that who are solidly ahead and then stumble, or even Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani's collapse led basically to the nomination of John McCain. So this is April of not even the right year. And nature does abhor a vacuum. What have we really heard of interest from Mitt Romney or Mike Huckabee or anyone? Even Sarah Palin has been laying low in this calendar year. So he's been the guy out there, and as Woody Allen said, life is 90%. He's showing up, and he showed up on 90% of the talk shows.
All right, a lot of arrogance and political and insider stuff. The reflection still is on Mr. Trump. Here's Bill in Charleston, South Carolina, with a thought on Trump.
The first thing I'd like to say is that Barack Obama may be the president of the United States, but he is by far by any stretch of the imagination, a leader. The man absolutely refuses to do anything about the price of gas and oil. There's millions of people out here on Social Security and disability that have not gotten a raise in the last couple of years because there was no cost of living increase. Well, tell me there's no cost of living increase when you go to the gas pump or go to the grocery store. I'm having to go to food banks right now just to get by. I'm fighting kidney cancer. I do chemo every morning, steroids. There's millions of people out here that are going to vote Barack Obama out of office. And Donald Trump is an extremely smart, hard-nosed businessman. He could possibly be the best thing ever to hit this country.
Maybe we ought to go back to the book that Trump published, sort of a self-celebration called The Art of the Deal. Remember that, Trump? The Art of the Deal. All right. So we'll put this aside, and we'll speak of Libya in a moment here on the countdown.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi. I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay. And can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Venacura. If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Venacura. Call 1-800-499-3227. all-natural Vinacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Vinacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Vinacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $10 on new Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 6-packs. Canine Advantix 2 for dogs repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
Okay, number four in the countdown, the focus on Libya, the Middle East. Here's host Tom Rotan speaking with Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia about the president bypassing Congress to get involved there.
I think a lot of people don't understand how, you know, the president could just unilaterally be dropping Tomahawk missiles and spending millions and millions of dollars in Libya without congressional approval. Haven't been a whole lot said about this as of late because the attention turned to the budget battle. But still, we have an uncongressionally approved, unconstitutional approved war going on that that Congress had no say-so.
I know. And we had a meeting with Senator Clinton or Secretary of State Clinton and Secretary Bob Gates of the Defense Department and really expressed in that meeting our displeasure at the direction that the president has gone without congressional approval. And basically, you know, the message back from the White House is, well, we don't need to have approval in this way. And so you're right that the information and the discussion on Libya has gone totally dead, except the fact that the rebels are totally splintered. You know, Muammar Gaddafi is still in charge, and yet you know, we're still engaged in this without the president even talking about it.
Do we even have a clue who these rebels are? I mean, are we helping al-Qaeda?
Well, that's the thing. And the other thing is that not only are they al-Qaeda members, but there aren't as many of them as you would think that could topple an entire military. And they're very from a lot of different regions and very split and splintered and kind of ragtag. And, you know, I thought at the beginning, I thought we're putting a lot of faith in something that really is not an organized effort here. And you can see a determined what I want to say, what a tyrant can use his military force and push this back. And I think you're seeing what's happening. But Congress should have a say here. Congress should have been informed. We should have had a vote. And the president basically snubbed us on this one.
All right, so there we go. That's number four. Number seven, the oil disaster anniversary up next year.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Terms of use.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Electrifying the conversation here, the focus on the number seven item. This is neat to have. Neat, not good, but it's because we have a lot of the same old, same old. It's interesting that the BP oil disaster has come back into focus on the first anniversary of it. You may know that BP filed suit this week against Transocean. They were the owners and the operators of that rig that exploded. They're suing them for $40 billion, claiming Transocean is at fault for the disaster. And, of course, BP wants to defray some of the costs with the cleanup. They've pledged this week $1 billion to continue cleaning up the area of the coast affected by this oil mess. Here is Talk Host Dale Jackson with Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange. Strange is the lead attorney for the lawsuits from the four states that are going after BP.
I want to talk to you a little bit about this oil spill. I was talking to George Talbot with the Press Register, and he told me that you had taken over being the lead attorney for the lawsuits of four states that are suing BP. What does that mean to the state of Alabama? What's the status of that lawsuit?
Well, the status of the lawsuit is on track to take place in February, less than a year from now, in New Orleans in federal court. And so what the judge has done is appointed certain representatives for the defendants, for the plaintiffs, and then for the states. And we were fortunate in that he picked me and the state of Alabama to be the coordinating counsel, he calls it, for all the states that are involved in this spill. So it's a huge deal for us because we get a seat in the inner part of the room at the table in the trial. I'm personally involved. It's a huge priority for me to hold BP accountable. And so you know, I think it puts Alabama in a great position to keep BP's feet to the fire, and also Mr. Feinberg, I might add, to make them do the right thing.
Now, what we have, when you go into this, are you looking to negotiate or are you looking for a jury trial?
We're looking for a jury trial, Dale. My job is to hold them accountable legally. The governor, our Senate delegation, our congressional delegation, and others are, you know, preparing the damage assessments, and then we'll be negotiating with them. So if someday BP wants to settle this thing, you know, I hope I'll be involved, but it'll be really a call for the governor and others to make. My job is just to make sure we hold them accountable. If they don't do the right thing, or if they don't settle and pay us what we're owed, then we're going to make sure we get it one way or another.
Has the Attorney General's office been involved in the claims process for regular Alabamians? I know you're working on behalf of the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
What about everyday Alabamians who are affected by this?
Well, that's a great question, Dale. We have been doing everything we possibly can, including meeting with Mr. Feinberg, filing briefs in the court, pointing out where he's fallen short, demanding that he be more transparent, that he pay people, and also meeting with individual citizens and businesses, helping them prepare their claims. You know, as the Attorney General, I can't represent private individuals, and some individuals have lawyers, some don't. But whether they have a lawyer or they don't, we're standing by to help them in any way we can to get their paperwork together, just to understand the process so they can do it themselves. At the same time, hammering Mr. Feinberg about doing the right thing. Because, as I said, Dale, I mean, you know, he could be a hero or he could really be a villain. And he's writing his own legacy right now, and I'm hoping he's going to do the right thing. So far,
well,
he has not.
It sounds like you think he's a villain.
Oh, I do. I mean, he understands what I think about the way he's handled himself. He should not be representing BP. That's not his job. But unfortunately, he has been dragging his feet on big claims. The guys that employ people, you know, Dale, if you wanted $5,000 or something like that, he would give you a final check and make you sign a release. But if you employ people, if you run a boatyard or if you're own a fishing company or any other business, he has given you 10 cents on the dollar, demanded all kind of extra hoops to jump through, and not pay people. They're the employers. They're people that have been down there for years and years. And so I've got big problems with Mr. Feinberg, but, you know, he's always got a chance to redeem himself if he'll just do the right thing.
All right. Let's get to Michael in Pensacola with some thoughts on the BP disaster.
I just want to say this whole incident serves as a perfect example for Washington to take notice of the dire need of government regulations for these powerful companies and these types of businesses. This would not have happened in Norway or other countries due to their more concern for the environment. And this is all, it's all another Halliburton problem. People like Dick Cheney and their cronies set all this kind of thing up through their, they delay true progress for profits. And that's why these things are going to continue to happen, because there's just they're getting less and less regulation put on them, and they lobby for this constantly in Washington. And meanwhile, the country is just being you know, destroyed environmentally.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Stefan. This is the review of the week, and the week is over, 59 past the hour.